My guest at this time is Florida Congressman Cliff Stearns. He's a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee and is chairman of their Investigations and Oversight Subcommittee. That subcommittee has had a lot of important activity lately as it has led the investigation into the administration's dealing with Solyndra and how it spent over $500 million of taxpayer money for a firm that went bankrupt just a few weeks ago. We also want to get his thoughts and insights as the subcommittee begins taking a closer look at Planned Parenthood as well. And, Mr. Chairman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, glad to be on the air.
Well, let's start with the most recent investigation. That's Planned Parenthood. All the headlines say you want a mountain of documents. What specifically are you looking for here?
Well, we'd like to see internal audit reports conducted by Planned Parenthood and its affiliates. And we'd like to see them over the last 10 years or so, because taxpayers give them roughly $360 million a year. This money is not supposed to be used for abortion except in rape, incest, and the life of the mother. But there has been, Greg, many, shall we say, misconducts of Planned Parenthood over the years, going back to 1999. I have a whole list of them in front of me where Planned Parenthood has given abortions and not reported them to the state, contrary to the law. They have even helped people where there is sexual abuse of young children, young women, and that wasn't reported, where women got pregnant from their relatives, and the list goes on, and yet Planned Parenthood still gets this money, and we, many of us, think that there should be an investigation. In fact, it's a constitutional responsibility of Congress to investigate the executive branch. Health and Human Services gives the money to Planned Parenthood, so it's all part of oversight responsibility of this subcommittee, and we're just doing what we think is necessary.
If, in fact, Planned Parenthood has used a lot of taxpayer money for abortion over time, do you expect that to be clearly detailed in their records, or do you expect them to try and obfuscate that to some extent?
The good news is today I read that the president of Planned Parenthood, Cecil Richards, has indicated she'll comply with my request in a timely manner. So that's good. I suspect that that's the first step, to get this information and then to understand, perhaps later, in some type of hearing, to see if she would try to describe to us why these clear violations of Planned Parenthood occurred. And more recently, we saw live action, a group of young people perform a sting operation on Planned Parenthood, where they actually showed that sexual exploitation of children, some of these things were quite egregious and I think upsetting to most Americans, and yet they're getting this lot of money from taxpayers, and we'd just like to know how, since money's fungible in the government, how this is being used and how it's, if possible, being prevented to get on abortions on demand.
How important were those live-action videos that you just referred to from the ones that suggested that Planned Parenthood would be fine keeping mum about sex trafficking of young teenage girls to teenage girls supposedly impregnated by much, much older boyfriends? In the videos, the workers seem to be not only unsurprised, but they actually seem to help coach these young girls into not reporting it. What do you make of that?
I think it's outrageous. And I think the woman was more than blasé. I mean, she was a cooperative co-conspirator in this case where arranging abortions for young children, sex workers. And so the long and short of it, I think the American people are upset with Planned Parenthood being caught on video, undercover video, documenting this sexual abuse. And, of course, I think it occurred in 10 different states. Their clinics aiding and abetting the sex trafficking of children, that's wrong. And that is something we want to stop. And if somehow my oversight can get their attention and we can understand it better, more power to this subcommittee.
If you get all the documentation, what will be your follow-up from there, and what action will you recommend Congress to take if you find out that there has been considerable crossover of taxpayer dollars used for the performing of abortions?
Well, if we can document and confirm or corroborate some of the instances that go back to 1999, and yet we see that the money that came to that particular affiliate came from taxpayers, then I just think that we should turn it over to the Justice Department. Obviously, at somewhere down the road, I think the president of Planned Parenthood should testify how this happened if there's misconduct. And in the end, I think the taxpayers are going to be revolted by the fact that Planned Parenthood is using their facilities with a history of misconduct to try and give abortions to people that are children, and then also not reporting, which is in dialect of the law, state laws.
Congressman, there are some, certainly Planned Parenthood itself, as well as its allies in Congress, saying, look, the Republicans in the House wanted to defund Planned Parenthood. Now they're just kind of on a fishing expedition. You've explained why you're doing that, but how do you respond to their accusations?
Well, it's true. There's a lot of pro-life members that are getting fed up with some of the misconduct that's coming out over the last 10, 12 years, and they're saying to themselves, Planned Parenthood, if they want to continue, let them raise their own money and not ask taxpayers. So, you know, like any organization that gets a huge amount of funding from the federal government, at this stage of our financial crisis, we have to look at everything, whether it's, you know, everyone's looking at all kinds of, shall we say, not-for-profit, for-profit organizations, including stimulus funding, and trying to understand, is it worthwhile? Are they obeying the law? And so I don't think members of Congress, whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, would want to support Planned Parenthood if it's breaking the law, has misconduct. And so I think in the end, if it turns out, then I think Planned Parenthood should lose its funding from the federal government. And just if they want to continue to abide by the law, then certainly not force the taxpayers to fund it.
Florida Republican Congressman Cliff Stearns is chairman of the House and Energy Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations and is leading probes into both taxpayer dollar usage by Planned Parenthood as well as the whole loan program from the federal government and the Obama administration into the failed solar panel firm known as Solyndra. Please join me on Thursday for the Solyndra portion of my conversation with Chairman Stearns. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.